physics.
Will the committee room please come to order? Welcome to Senate Business and Labor. Linda, please take roll.
Good morning. This is January 26, 2017. Chairman Buttrick.
Here.
Senator Brown.
Here.
Senator Connell.
Here.
Senator Facey.
Here.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Senator Small.
Here.
Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Solomon.
Here.
Senator Vance.
Here.
Senator Vukovich.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a quorum. Members of the committee, we have a single bill today, and that will be up first. There will be no executive action today. We'll plan on executive action tomorrow, and after this hearing, we'll go over the bills that would be eligible for executive. If you're here to testify today, we want you to be sure and sign up on the sheets outside the door. The order of the bill will be the sponsor will speak, then proponents, then opponents, and informational witnesses. If you're informational witness, please give your name, your qualifications. If you testify on the bill, we will likely relabel you as a proponent or opponent. And if you give testimony, please stay in the committee room to be available to answer questions. Anything else come before the committee before we start the hearing? Seeing none, we'll open the hearing on House Bill 16. Representative Rickey.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Buttrey and members of the Senate Business and Labor. Today I'm here to present House Bill number 16.
So I Representative Rickey, will you move your mic up?
Yes. I think it says on here, don't touch the mic.
Oh, you can touch it. We fixed it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I served on the Economic Affairs Interim Committee, which has oversight over the Department of Agriculture, Commerce, Labor and Industry, Livestock, Office of the State Auditor, and Office of Economic Development. The Economic Affairs Interim Committee was asked by the Revenue and Transportation Committee to carve out oversight for the Montana Alcoholic Beverage Code. The oversight of the revenue and enforcement would stay with the Revenue and Transportation Department. So already, Economic Affairs has oversight over the business side of alcohol issues. For an example, in 2015, the Business and Labor heard bills concerning brewers and stacked licenses. Those are the type of issues would continue to come before Business and Labor and also Economic Affairs Interim Committee. It passed out of the committee 8-0, and I would ask for a due pass. Thank you, Chairman Buttrey.
Thank you, Representative Rickey. Are there proponents to House Bill 16?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Neil Peterson. I represent the Gaming Industry Association, and as you all know, you need a certain type of liquor license in order to have gambling. And a liquor license is a very important asset to somebody that has a casino in that a gaming license is not transferable, but a liquor license is transferable and therefore is property. And we appreciate Representative Rickey bringing this bill forward. I think if you look at the makeup of the Economic Interim Committee, six out of the eight members were on that committee were on the business, either on the Senate side or the House side. So it makes sense that that's where issues involving alcohol should go in the interim. So we support the bill and urge a due pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Further proponents?
John Iverson with the Montana Tavern Association. Won't belabor the point. We stand in support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Iverson. Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Just in the nick of time, right?
Right.
My name is Shauna Helfert, H-E-L-F-E-R-T, and I am a proponent for this bill. I represent the Department of Revenue. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Helfert. Further proponents? For the proponents, House Bill 16. Seeing none, are there opponents? Opponents, House Bill 16. Seeing none, informational witnesses. Questions from the committee. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For Mr. Peterson, please.
Mr. Peterson.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Peterson, I understand this has been vetted through an interim committee, but my question to you or maybe to the general proponents is, why not before now? Why haven't we done this before now?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Brown, that's a good question. In my previous life, when I worked for the Department of Revenue and was in charge of liquor licensing, I used to have to go to the Revenue and Transportation Committee and give a report. And while I'm sure they thought they were, it was very interesting, that wasn't their focus. And it seems that I spent all my time in front of the business committees educating them about liquor law. So this This should have probably been done a long time ago.
Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Further questions? Oswin, Ms. Helfert, maybe you can help me out here.
Mr. Chairman.
I see this as a request of the Economic Affairs Interim Committee, who is basically would be taking that review control over out of the RADC committee. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
And usually there's a reason other than it just seems to fit better here. What happened in RADC? What wasn't happening? What's going to be happening in economic affairs that's going to be so great for the industry now?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I believe it was just exactly like Neil had suggested, that it's probably long overdue. I don't think that there was any major concern or issue that happened. It's just that they believe that based upon the alcohol industry, that it should probably be in front of the business and labor committees.
So, Ms. Helfert, you don't know of any issues that were caused by it being under review authority of RADC. This is just something that they want to take on, but you don't know of any specific issues.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I apologize for not answering that the first time. I'm going to step back and perhaps speculate here that it had to do with the last several years. The alcohol industry had some concerns amongst the groups and the privileges that each one of them has. And I know they've been trying to work on those different subjects. And so perhaps that's probably why it was taken into another committee so that they could be more focused.
Thank you. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Appreciate no worries.
Senator Facey.
A question for the sponsor, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Rickey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Facey.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Rickey, I heard in your testimony that RADC asked the Interim Economic Affairs to take this over. So even though this is from the Interim Economic Affairs, they were asked to do it by the RADC. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe that's correct, Senator Facey.
Thank you very much.
Senator Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, if I could maybe add a little bit to the discussion for you and Vice Chair Brown. As Vice Chair of Economic Affairs, I was the intermediary, if you will, with RADC. And what it came down to, quite frankly, is that they felt they were pretty busy with revenue and with transportation. And they saw this as being pretty ancillary. And their thought was, we're not giving this the proper amount of attention as we're set up right now. And so we really feel you folks can do a better job of paying attention to what's going on with this particular entity, if you will, as far as revenue and transportation. And so they did ask us to go ahead and take it on. And as some of the other folks that testified said, it was a better fit for our interim committee than it was for theirs.
Thank you, Senator Vance. Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, Representative Rickey.
Thank you, Chairman Buttrey. As you see, I had lots of backup today. I didn't expect so many, but I just I think I had a good hearing, and I just would ask for a due pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rickey. Representative, did you have an idea for a bill sponsorship?
Yes, I do. Senator Facey, I think we've talked, and he agreed to carry it, correct, Senator Facey?
Senator Facey, you're getting awful busy. We'll close the hearing on House Bill 16. Thank you.
In case anyone asks, I drafted this. It's the Liquor Control Division isn't in Sanju,
yeah.
And it's changed names, so I decided to make it kind of
okay.
Broad.
We'll go through that exact. Members of the committee, if you want to write this down or pull out your folders, let's talk a little bit about executive tomorrow. We have House Bill 125 by Representative Curdy. We have Senate Bill 75 by Senator Brown. Senate Bill 116, Jameson, what's the amendment status on 116?
Mr. Chair, we have one amendment and it's ready.
Okay, so Senate Bill 116 from Senator Blaisdell. We are not, Senator Vance, correct me if I'm wrong, we are not quite ready for Senate Bill 44.
No.
I think I read that in the paper today.
Yes, that's what I heard too, so.
Okay, anything else come before the committee? It's a short one today. We will be
Mr.
meeting
Chairman,
tomorrow. I think we have three or four bills tomorrow.
Can we consider doing exec on House Bill 16 tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, we could add that to the list. Thank you, Senator
okay.
Vance.
Thank
Jameson,
you.
Do you have anything?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yes, there is the joint resolution draft Senator Facey and I have out to you. So if you have any edits or comments, feel free to talk with Senator Facey or myself.
Senator Facey?
I got some comments from Senator Brown. I passed those on to Jameson, and it's not a rush, but if you've got some ideas, please take a look at it and visit with myself or Jameson or the chair. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Let's get on that. Let's get on those confirmation hearings. It's no one knows whether we are just so light in work and that's going to be the case or that we're going to get hit with a bow wave. So we want to get as much work done as we can. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now that you bring that up, I started looking at the list that I had taken yesterday, and there are not phone numbers on some of my sheets. What is my obligation? Should I be searching through phone books, putting staff onto it? What is my obligation?
I think either one. When I went through this last session, I actually was able to look up the boards online, and in many cases I could find the information going through the state portal for the boards.
Okay.
If not, I'm sure Jameson could assist and we could get those numbers. It's our duty to do our best. If we can't reach them, maybe that's a concern, and that would come up in the hearing.
Thank you.
Anything else come before the committee? We're adjourned. Thank you. Before the committee. We're adjourned. Thank you. Anything else come